whenever I would think that I couldn't connect, or I started playing the doubt game and questioning whether or not I'm hearing the Holy Spirit or playing games with myself, it was that story that I was choosing to believe instead of the open mind that I needed to have and trust that if I am asking the Holy Spirit to speak to me, that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. I do this prayer that says, you know, please let me know that it's you, not letting me have the ego in my mind get in the way. But the whole fake it till you make it thing, it's literally taking my mind off of whatever it is, whatever story, whatever doubt story, and saying, you know what, I'm not going to focus and put all my faith into the belief that I have that I can't hear or won't hear the Holy Spirit. Instead, I will put all of my faith into the Holy Spirit, and that I can, and affirm that. And the more that I focus on the Holy Spirit, affirming that I can hear the Holy Spirit, the more open my mind is, and the more I hear the Holy Spirit. I hear a lot of times people in our groups, they'll say, you know, I can't hear the Holy Spirit, or how do you know if you're hearing the Holy Spirit? Yet I want to hear the Holy Spirit, and around we go. Well, it's a decision that we make. Do we believe we can? Do we believe that we want it? Or do we want to spin the story around and around in doubt? And it's not that the Holy Spirit comes into the doubt and says, oh, can you hear me now? It's that literally you're changing the channel to the Holy Spirit channel, saying, you know what, I'm not going to tell myself these stories. I'm going to detach from all I think I know. My mind is open. I am reaching to you, Holy Spirit, within my mind. Talk to me, knowing that the miracle is my right.